This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of the Washington Examiner, of the New York Post. And we're traveling to Wills, Pennsylvania, which I learned from Selina is an unincorporated town in Somerset County. This is Western Pennsylvania. Selina introduces us again, as she has over these many months and years, to the bane of American young people right now, the opioid epidemic. Who is Andrew Ayers and what is his experience with the epidemic, Selina?
So thanks for having me on. Andrew Ayers is a young man who's working at a chemical company called Guy Chemical. It's located right on the in Somerset County. It's this massive 30,000 square feet chemical company that makes silicones and coatings and resins for all kinds of things that we use every day in our lives. And he's working on in a machine and keeping it humming. And the North Carolina native said that, you know, I'm watching him working and he has a big smile on his face. So it was sort of just drawn talking to him. And, you know, he flat out said, hey, I'm a recovering drug addict. He was addicted to both meth and to opioids. And it was something that plagued him for over 8 years of his life. And he has become, thanks to two things that happened to him, one nearly tragic, his father overdosed, so it's a generational problem in his family, and a friend pulled him aside right after that and said, you got to get out of here, we're going to go, I'm going to get you to another state, I'm going to get you help you get a job and resettle in your life, and he did it, which is, by the way, not an easy thing to do. And he got clean and sober. He was hired by Guy Chemical, who does a company that does an extraordinary job of not just hiring people in recovery, but also hiring people that have served time. They believe in second chances. And based on walking throughout that company and seeing the sort of sense of community and people with smiles on their faces, they're doing a pretty good job. And so he has now been sober for 4 years. But he says it's not about luck. It is about keeping myself busy, keeping myself surrounded by people that care about me and caring about myself.
I was struck by his autobiography, watching his father nearly die with an overdose, reminding that drug addiction is a family affair, mm-hmm. and that the children learn it from their parents, who learn it from their parents. And yeah. therefore, to break the generational curse is anybody from the outside is going to have difficulty breaking those bonds, because at the same time you're dealing with drugs, you're dealing with love at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for him to make that break, he wasn't just breaking with the drugs. He was breaking with everything he knew, with his environment, with his roots. However, this is one instance where his roots were doing him no good. They were bringing him no aspiration.
Now, the chemical company he works for, and he has a challenging job working with epoxy adhesives, sealants, greases, in other words, the product of energy. The product of energy exploration, the product of fossil fuels. We go now to Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. We meet a program started by a company, CNX Resources Corporation, that is part of the energy industry of Western Pennsylvania. However, this is a way to take people from, to young people from high school and introduce them to apprenticeships. What kind of apprenticeships and how does it go, Selena?
It's a really fantastic program. It was started by the CEO, Nick Deolius, and he donated $1 million out of his compensation package to start it, where they went into both urban and rural schools in and around Western Pennsylvania, and identifying children mainly through talking to school counselors, but also athletic local athletic organizations of students that were bright, but had no plans for college in the future, but could become stuck, once they graduated from high school. They bring them into the program and to, this program is amazing. They teach them how to dress for success. They teach them how to budget their lives. They build their resumes. Through LinkedIn, they take them to these different trade organizations like Carpenters Union, Boilermakers, and electricians and HVAC and all those things that make our country work, that make our lives better. We're warm in the winter because of someone who knows how to fix your furnace, and we're cool in the summer because someone knows how to fix your air conditioning. And we cross our bridges and our roads and our streets because of welders and bricklayers and people that work in the trades. And they expose them to these jobs. If the student has realized an inspiration, they will pay for them to either attend a trade school or community college, or make sure they get into an apprenticeship program, which, by the way, you are paid to be part of. And once you get out of the apprenticeship program, you easily make six figures. And in Western Pennsylvania, six figures goes a long way.
And the program is about giving them a skill immediately that is,
yes,
portable. It isn't necessary to stay in Western Pennsylvania, although I suspect that would be attractive. But they can work anywhere in the U.S. in the energy business. And let me add, it's no accident that two energy companies, Guy Chemical and CNX Corporation, which is, as Selena's reporting, the largest independent natural gas exploration and shale production company in the area. These two companies are part of the energy prosperity of Western Pennsylvania that was challenged in the last election. How's it doing, Selena, with the call from the White House for more energy and for a more investment in energy?
I mean, they've always been ready. They were producing, despite what President Biden said about producing more oil under his administration. Our country had reached energy independence in the prior 4 years, and that is not just an economic benefit. That is also a national security benefit, and it was something that the energy industry had been trying to achieve for decades. And so they've been ready. I mean, some of the things that's going to make the rollout slow is all the regulations that the administration put in place to stall energy coming out of the Appalachian Basin. However, I don't think that stall will last all that long. Then again, it depends on if they lift any of these regulations.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of the Washington Examiner, of the New York Post, commenting on Western Pennsylvania and the energy prosperity, ready to answer the nation's call. Because not only here, but also in Europe, they need everything we can produce. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.